Track 12, Henry's Harumph. Let's join Tony, who will tell us about the ever-grumpy Henry. I wonder what he's going to harumph about. Well, let's find out.
When I last saw Henry a month or two past, he was in a cafe waving a French flag. A few days ago, I saw him there again, but this time he had three flags, American, Canadian, and Japanese. What was it this time? It's autumn again. I'm spending hours sweeping up leaves, only for the trees to shed some more, or the wind to blow them back where they were, or the broom to snap in two, or a neighbour stops by for a chat, and the end of which you can't tell where I was sweeping. Some people have much more sense. In the autumn they go off on holiday and admire the colours of the leaves somewhere else. The Tetons in the USA, the Rocky Mountains in Canada, or Hokkaido in Japan. They don't need to worry about sweeping leaves up. Presumably that has to be done by the locals, or maybe they just leave them for the bears. I'm not too sure of my bear facts here. Why do trees choose such a daft time to lose their leaves anyway? If I took all my clothes off in November, just as it was getting cold, you would think I'm nuts. Come to think of it, autumn's when they lose their nuts as well. The evergreens have much more sense, as holly trees cover themselves in red berries and fir trees stay stubbornly covered in pine leaves. But I'm not going to take leave of my senses over this. Just leave. And leave Henry did, off to the airport the next day.
Poor old Henry, what a grump. Do you think he has so many sides of his bed that he always gets out on the wrong one? Perhaps he has an octagonal bed.